Welcome, everybody, and we are here on a Monday night getting things riled up and ready for a work week. I don't know about y'all, but it is hot here in Oklahoma. But, you know, here's the thing I can't figure out. It's 80 degrees today, nice, cool breeze blowing. You know, it's not too bad to sit in the shade. Tomorrow night, it's supposed to be down to 32. I can't figure it out. Thank you, Oklahoma, for just keeping this winter weather around. I'm telling you, we just cannot get rid of it. It's about to drive me over the edge. But we've got some big things in the works, and we're going to get a little hot here on a Monday night as we talk about some rodeos. Some big things are happening. We're going to talk about some of the guys that we have been out covering here in the last month. And, you know, we're going to kind of go back and recap, talk about some of the things that Making 8 Rodeo Network has done here over the last month. We've got a lot of things going on here, folks. But, you know, last week was kind of a chaotic week for all of us, you know, struck by so much tragedy going on. You know, I cannot get over first, last Monday, you know, the bombing in Boston. You know, it's such a tragic thing, especially during a sporting event like that. And, you know, the first thing I think of is, man, that, you know, what if that were a rodeo event? And, you know, how many of our fellow loved ones and family members do we know attend those type of events? You know, it makes things so hard. But it makes you appreciate the things that you do have around you and thank the good Lord for such great friends and family and the fact that we can be around each other so much and support each other. You know, and then, of course, later on in the week, the West Texas bombing. Wow, we've actually got some friends that are down in West Texas who had to evacuate their homes, and we've had them call into the show here and you know, just want to send our thoughts and prayers out to those victims down there as well as their family members as they recoup, and a lot of recovery efforts down there in West Texas. So our thoughts are with you guys down there. And, you know, we sure appreciate everything that everybody is doing with, you know, sending those prayers out. But, you know, to me, I have a hard time with America in the way that it is, in the sense that we can come together. I mean, we saw our president at a church speaking in Boston earlier this week, you know, but yet we can't see them going before and praying in a church or praying before an event because it's unconstitutional. I have issues with that, folks. You know, I really do. It's just something that bothers me. Why can't we do it in our schools? Why can't we do that? You know, if it takes an event like this, you know, these tragedies to bring us to our knees, they're going to continue to keep happening unless we can stand out on our own and say, you know what, we're going to do this regardless. We're going to say our prayers regardless And I know I do every night, and I thank the good Lord for what he's given me and how he's looked out for me, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today. So I don't want to try to preach to you. We got a long show here, fans, but just something that stuck out, I got to throw it out there. You know, try not to talk a lot of politics and religion here, but, you know, that's my piece. So anyways. There was some positive in the sense that, you know, they did bring to they are bringing to justice the ones responsible for the Boston attacks, and we are glad to see that, really glad to see that. I mean, I know those folks in Boston really had a hard time up there, but anyhow, we've got PBR to talk about, fans. We've got some PRCA. Several rodeos going on between Texas and California. I know that there were cowboys on the airlines hopping planes back and forth. It was a wild one this weekend. A lot of great events going on. The Professional Rough Stock Series, who we were just in Gonzales, Louisiana with, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, so a little over a week. They were up in Ohio this weekend in Toledo, and, man, it looks like they had a rocking time up there. We're going to talk a little bit about that event and get down to what's going on this week. Fans, we are going to be going out on the road again. You know, we have, since the beginning of February, we have been on the road, or since the end of February, we have been on the road. We started off at the PBR Iron Cowboy there in Arlington, Texas. We took off from there, and we spent 2 weeks in Houston covering Rodeo Houston down there. Not just covering Rodeo Houston, covering a great Rodeo Houston event down there for 2 weeks. You know, we left there, we met up with some of our good friends and now our partners here, you know, in Stephenville, Texas, and we got to send a big shout-out to our good friends there at KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. Love you guys. I know that we are just excited about having KWBY broadcasting our coverage of rodeos here over here in the near future, as well as some of the shows that we've been doing already. So we've covered PBR Touring Pro events. We've covered Built Ford Tough Series events. We've covered Rodeo Houston for 2 weeks. We covered the Ram National Circuit Finals here in Oklahoma City. We covered the Professional Rough Stock Series. We were here in January in Oklahoma City for the IFR. I'm telling you, fans, we have seen more rodeo this year than I think we have in all the other years combined. We've covered more major events that are going on, and it's only going to get better, fans. It is only going to get better, I can guarantee it. We are heading out this summer. We're looking to be at places like Cheyenne. We're going to be at more Built Ford Tough Series events. We're going to be covering PRCA. We're going to be covering Professional Rough Stock. It's going to get wild. It's going to get Western. And there are going to be a whole lot of rodeo wrap-up shows. As we recap, we interview these guys that we've been talking about all season long. You know, and this is sort of the goal. This is where we're kind of leading into, fans. We're going to give you, you know, we're going to see the top 15 in Las Vegas, but we're going to give you a firsthand knowledge of some of these guys that, you know, may not make it to Vegas, may just be on the outside of the top 15, or they may be first-timers to Vegas, or they may be the regular ones that we see year in and year out there that are, you know, still competing well. But we're going to give you a feel of what it's like to be around these guys during the season at these rodeo events. So you have a lot to look forward to with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and we are proud to be bringing it to you. But, you know, we couldn't do it if it wasn't for our sponsors. So, fans, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we've got rodeo to talk about. We've got bull riding to talk about. We've got a whole lot of Western things going on here on a Monday night, so stay tuned. Want to thank our guys here at Rodeo Safety One. Let's take a listen from them.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafety1.com and find them on Facebook. Rodeo Network. So sit back on the ranch and let's talk some rodeo history with all your favorites on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM and Makin8Rodeo.com.
All right. Welcome back on the ranch here on a Monday night as we sit back and we talk a little rodeo, talk a little bull riding, and we talk a lot of Western. You know, it's all about the heritage here on a Monday night. We like to talk about the history and, you know, I know that fans love to hear me entertain for the next hour as we recap and we talk about some of the events that are going on, but I also want to remind you that phone lines are open here on our Monday night shows. You guys can call us, give us some feedback, tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods. If you have a rodeo event that you want to talk about, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to connect with us. And we'll sit back here on a Monday night and talk a little rodeo with you. So, getting down to it, the Professional Rough Stock Series, Toledo, Ohio. And, man, you know, we just saw these guys down in Gonzales, Louisiana at the Battle in the Bayou. And you know, this is some of the top-ranked contestants in the bareback and the bronc riding and in the bull riding. We got some great interviews from some guys down there. We talked to the president, Spud Whitman, and his counterpart down there, Scott, And, you know, those guys have really put together some great, great events. And, fans, if you have not seen one yet, you need to get out there and go and get one. It is worth it. Trust me. We're going to talk about the winner down there in Gonzales, Louisiana, Court Shear, here a little bit later on when we get into the PRCA, as he was out in California. I believe he was also here in Texas. This guy was around the country making a statement. And, you know, you guys are going to have to really watch as we talk about a lot of these names. Some of them you may have heard us talk about a lot here over the past, past 4 years or so. But a lot of them are some fresh names that are coming out, and I think you guys are really going to like them. Willis Tross Claire won the bull riding down in Gonzales, Louisiana. This guy is another one that, you know, it's great to see. He was down in Louisiana competing in front of, I guess you could say, his hometown crowd. And, you know, it's really good to see guys like this come out and, you know, make a name, you know, make a statement. And John Young, another cowboy that we talked about at the Ram National Circuit Finals. You know, this guy is running back, I believe, up in the Midwest circuits, you know, up in Utah and places like that. And, you know, this young cowboy hasn't even gotten his – he's still riding on a permit. He hasn't even got his PRCA card yet. And here he is. He comes down to the Ram National Circuit Finals and wins the bull riding down there. Man, you know, a lot of young guys that are coming into this sport and really starting to make a statement. I think we're seeing a lot of guys kind of step out compared to what we have over the last couple years. And don't get me wrong, we're still going to see a lot of our regulars there, J.W. Harris, you know, making a name. McKinnon Wimberly doing very well in the Professional Rough Stock Series, leading it by a pretty good margin right now. And just doing really well. So, anyways, going back to Professional Rough Stock Series, Toledo, Ohio, these guys look like they had a blast. We're following along on their Facebook. If you guys are not following them or liking their page, make sure to do that. They often post pictures and things like that, not just of the weekend, but their travels. They're heading up to Oregon next. So these guys, you know, they're going across the country, and you guys are able to kind of ride along with them. I know that they had made some stops at Indianapolis and several other places on their way from Louisiana to Ohio. Got up there. The Marines were there. An action-packed weekend. Burt Davis, the Coppertown Clown, was there, who we've had here on our show. Saw him here at the International Finals Rodeo in January. And, you know, the funniest thing I saw were some pictures posted of Burt Davis doing some pull-ups with the Marines. Oh, Lord help us. That has got to be worth the price of admission right there, fans. You know, to see the Coppertown Clown get out there, and he didn't even have the dogs using him to boost him up. This guy was doing pull-ups out there with the United States Marines, America's finest, and really funny to see. But they did have some a pretty good event down there. Justin McDaniels, the guy that we've talked about in the bareback riding, ended up winning it. Justin Ellis from Wyoming, the Wyoming Cowboy, won the bull riding. And I would like to tell you who won the saddle bronc, but, you know, we never got the results coming in. So, I don't know. We're going to have to stay tuned to the Professional Rough Stock website for those results, as they should come out here any time. I would expect them to come out any minute. And you guys can find them at ProRoughStock.com, so make sure to go check them out. But to give you guys a rundown, the bareback riding, J.R. Verzane right now is your leader in the overall standings in the bareback. Jared Smith not too far behind him, only a couple hundred dollars behind him there, maybe even less than 200 there, it looks like. That may have changed this week. We'll have to see what the standings are going to be like after they post the results. From this past weekend, Troy Krauser is sitting in first in the saddle bronc riding. Not too far behind him is Court Shear, who we saw won Gonzales, Louisiana, and this guy is really doing some great things. McKinnon Wimberly, of course, is leading the bull riding, and Travis Sellers is sitting in second place right behind him. Well, I say right behind him, but McKinnon's got a pretty good lead right now, and I think we're going to see him at several other events. Just to make sure that he keeps that commanding lead out there. you know, he's pretty passionate about winning a championship, and I think that he's pretty focused on making sure things happen there in the Professional Rough Stock Series. This guy's focused, enjoys being at those events, and we look forward to seeing him at those events. I can't wait to get to the next one because I'm telling you, they are worth it. And you never know who's going to be there. You never know what they're going to do. You know, they actually had the event there in Toledo on Saturday night. Well, Sunday they actually turned it into a concert. Ted Nugent was there. These guys all came back. They stayed around on Sunday before they packed up to head to Oregon. Now, they got a long haul ahead of them, but they ended up staying an extra night so they could hang out with Ted Nugent down there. How fun would that be? I know that those guys really enjoyed it, and we look forward to seeing so many more of the Facebook pictures and the images that come across, as well as their posts. They do a fantastic job of their social media, and we're really excited to see that. So, anyhow, fans, I got to tell you, go check them out, ProRoughStock.com, and you guys can find out when they're going to be in your neck of the woods. And they actually booked several more, so you guys stay tuned, and you can definitely look to see Making 8 Rodeo Network back at more of those this summer. Few other things that are going on. I guess we talk about the PRCA. Man, I'm telling you, the PRCA, they had events going on this weekend ranging from Texas to, well, California. I mean, really all across. You know, they even had one up in Canada, Wisconsin, Mississippi, Wyoming. A lot of rodeos going on here, guys. Corpus Christi wrapped up this week. I know that was a good one, and we want to thank our good friend Paige Gregory over there at Rodeo Chat for posting a lot of the results that were going on there. Trevor Brazil won the all-around there at the Buck Days Pro Rodeo that went on this past weekend. J.R. Verzane, he ended up winning the bareback riding. Let's see. We'll just kind of go down and skim through, see who we can pull out of the crowd here that we might recognize. Wade Sundell placed in the saddle bronc riding. Jake Wright, Jesse Wright were there. Bradley Harder, who we just saw at the Ram National Circuit Finals, as well as down there in Louisiana, placed down there in Corpus Christi. Court Shear finished fourth place. That's a guy that we're going to talk a lot about. Down to the tie down, Trevor Brazil ended up winning that. Fred Whitfield pulled in some money. We saw him win Rodeo Houston. He's still on a pretty good run there. A few others. Chandler Bounds wins the bull riding with a 91-point ride, which is really good to see. A few other ones. Bonner Bolton that we've talked with. We saw him at the PBR Touring Pro event not too long ago there in Stephenville, Texas at the Spring Fling. So, great to see those guys, and you know, they're doing it right. I can tell you, these guys are focused. They got a long summer ahead of them, but they are just getting started here, folks. It's going to be a great rodeo season, and I look forward to getting out to many of the PRCA as well as the, you know, all of the events that we're going to be out covering this weekend or this next few months. It's going to be a wild one. California. Red Bluff, California, we got to talk a little bit about this, and the bareback riding. Another guy that we've just talked about here in the PRS, we talked about him there in Corpus Christi, Texas, J.R. Verzane, 88 points on Flying U Rodeo Company's Comanchero. I probably mispronounced that, but and I apologize. But some other big winners, Win Ratliff, Wes Stevenson, Casey Fields, Stephen Peebles, Will Lowe, all pulled out some paychecks out there in the bareback riding, so great to see those guys. Making things happen. Corsair, another guy, 85 points. He had Flying U Rodeo Company's last call. This is a guy you guys are really going to have to watch out for. Rice Anglin, we saw him at Rodeo Houston. Now, he also enters bull riding quite a bit, and we ended up seeing him place here in the saddle bronc riding. Another guy that we know quite a bit about that we usually talk about in the bull riding, nice to see him here in the saddle bronc. He ended up pulling in a little bit of money here in California, Shane Proctor. You know, this guy's still running real strong in the PRCA shows, and we look forward to seeing a lot of him. Bradley Harder tied for fourth place there. Chad Furley, Sterling Crawley, Jesse Wright, Jacobs Crowley, they're all there at this event, fans. I mean, this was a good one. Tyson Durfee ended up tying for first with Tuff Cooper in the tie down. Man, just exciting. I wish we could have been there. I wish we could be everywhere at once, you know, or at least more than one spot because, you know, these rodeos that are going on are just great. Cody Campbell ended up winning the bull riding with 90 points on Grounding Brothers Glory Days. Chandler Bounds finished second. So lots of big names that we know. Another guy, Shane Proctor, ended up tying for, I believe, eighth place. In the bull riding as well. So here's a guy that's winning money in both the saddle bronc and the bull riding here in California. So sounds like Red Bluff was another big one that I know these guys love to be at. And, you know, we wish we could have been there, to be honest with you. Wow. Man, we're just getting down to it here, fans. Lots of other activities going on. You know, I'm just trying to catch up on some of the things that are going on, but we're gonna take a short break here, fans, and gotta mention some more of our sponsors. You know, like we said, our good friends there at KWBY. Also want to thank Rodeo Safety One as well as RodeoGenius.com, fans. Don't forget about these guys. Make sure to go check them out at RodeoGenius.com. When we come back, fans, there's a whole lot more rodeo action coming your way, so stay tuned on a Monday night back on the ranch.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Mackinac Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Macon 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakinEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the night, for my boots are leather and nice. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'll tour up and I'll float up, I'll look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day. But stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a night, for my boots are leather night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaken, never stirred. tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night long truck stops and beer when it's cold on that bridge. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall, my boots, they're leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
You're listening to the Make an 8 Rodeo Network. So sit back on the ranch and let's talk some rodeo history with all your favorites on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM and MakeAnEightRodeo.com.
All right. Welcome back, rodeo fans, as we sit back on the ranch on a Monday night. Hopefully everyone is having themselves the start of a great week. I know that we are getting geared up and ready to hit the road. We got more rodeos coming your way. We're going to be out some this weekend. I believe we could be bringing you some rodeo wrap-up reports. If not, we will definitely have some interviews and things like that from the round winners coming back here on Monday nights back on the ranch. So you guys will have to make sure to stay tuned to that as we bring you some of the highlights that are happening out there in the rodeo world. Lakeside Rodeo, another PRCA event that was going on there in California this weekend, and another guy that put himself at the top of the leaderboard, Court Shear, in the saddle bunk riding. Here's another guy that is just, we've talked about him, I think, in every single event. This guy is just making things happen. Matt Shizawa, another big name. We just saw him win the Ram National Circuit Finals down here. Won the tie-down roping. Great to see that. Trula Churchill was here in the barrel racing. She ended up winning that with a pretty good run. Looks like 17.05 was her run there. Rocky McDonald won the bull riding. So great for him. Elliot Jacoby came in second behind him. So there's some good names that are going on down here. Bobby Mode ended up winning some money in the bareback. So many of these guys we've talked a lot about here over the course of the last few months. And fans, I'm telling you, we're going to talk a lot more with them. We're going to talk a lot more about them coming up here in the near future. These next couple months as we get out there, we're going to be riding the rodeo trail with these guys. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. We've also got some another big event that happened here in the Professional Rodeo Association. That would be Longview, Texas. And, our good friends at Andrews Rodeo Company, Sammy and Rena Andrews, were down there this weekend, brought the stock, and I will tell you, they brought some great stock. Got to thank once again our good friend, Miss Paige Gregory, over here for posting the results on her Google Plus page there on Rodeo Chat. But the Longview PRCA bull riding results, looks like Elliot Jacoby ended up with a third-place finish with 85. Trey Benton III finished in fourth with 84. Now, here's a guy I'm going to talk about, and you're going to hear me talk a lot about this guy, folks. Casey Huckabee, remember the name. Now, this guy placed and won some money there in Rodeo Austin earlier, just a few months, or back here about a month or so ago. Casey is a Florida cowboy who now makes his home out here in Texas. And this kid can ride. And there's a few other Florida Cowboys that we're going to end up having an opportunity to catch up with this coming weekend. But these are guys that I watch ride throughout my bull riding career. These were guys that were at the practice pens as high schoolers or even as middle schoolers. So if that tells you about how old I am. But these guys are out in college rodeos now, and these guys are out in pro shows, and they're winning money. And it's great to see some of these guys. So I'm going to brag on Casey Huckabee. He ended up with a fifth-place finish here in Longview. And hopefully we'll see him down here in the next, week or so. Reed Barker ended up winning the event, actually tied with Aaron Pass with a score of 86 there in the bull riding. In the barrel racing, Jill Tanner ran a 17-17 to take the win here in the barrel racing. Going down to the tie-down roping, looks like Tyler Prone won with a run of 10.2. In the saddle bronc, Ty Kirkland, this is the guy that we've talked a little bit about. Cody Martin, another one. Ty Kirkland won it with a score of 84. Bradley Harder was there, ended up winning some money there with a score of 77. Curtis Garton, now he ended up with a third-place finish, but you guys remember that name as well. He won the Ram National Circuit Finals. We saw him there in Louisiana for the Professional Rough Stock Series. This guy is doing some great things, and we look forward to watching a whole bunch more of him. Going to have to go down to the bareback ride, and I kind of looked over that, fans. I want to talk about another guy here. Chris Harris ended up winning on one of Andrew Rodeo Company's famous horses, a NFR horse in PTSD Power Play. This horse was named and dedicated to the service members who are suffering from PTSD. Chris Harris ended up winning the bareback riding on this horse with a score of 88. So congratulations to him. We also saw him in Louisiana as well as Rodeo Houston. So, man, I'm telling you, fans, they're all starting to come together. We're starting to see a lot of these guys at a lot of different events out here taking and winning some cash. I mean, these names are kind of sticking out, and I believe that a lot of these guys you may see as long as they can stay healthy through the summer months. Cowboy Christmas Run is coming up. These guys are going to be hitting it real hard, real heavy, but these guys are doing real well, and I think we may see them here at the end of the year in Las Vegas. So we're keeping our hopes up. We're covering a lot of these guys, and we look forward to getting out and bringing you a lot more of these names here coming down the road. So I believe that's going to about wrap up our coverage anyways of some of the PRCA events that are going out. If you guys want to find out more, go check out prorodeo.com. You can find out where they're going to be and some of the events that are going to be happening. I would definitely go check out some of these top names you're going to see there. And these guys are really getting into the spring runs. You're seeing them travel from California to Texas to compete in a weekend event. So busy. The rodeo season is here, and we are in full swing. We've been here since the beginning of March when we started things off at the Iron Cowboy. So it's all about hitting the road for these cowboys. It's all about hitting these roads for the Making Eight Rodeo Network, and we look forward to bringing you a lot more of these actions. And fans, you know, I really have failed to mention exactly what happened this weekend. Decided I was going to stay home. I turned a year older, so don't tell anybody. But yeah, it was my birthday this weekend. Decided to spend at home with the family and just enjoy it, because I knew that these next few months, these next coming weeks are going to be busy. We're going to be on the road. We're also in the process of relocating from Oklahoma to Paris, Texas, where we've got a place down there now. So we're working on getting down there. We got to wait for the kids to wrap up their school year, and then we're going to be down there throughout the summer months. I should say the family will be down there. I myself, the Making Eight Rodeo Network RV, will be on the road hitting rodeos up north all summer long. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to us as we bring you lots of entertainment, lots of rodeo wrap-up shows with interviews and highlights from the events that we're getting out to cover. So it's going to be a great deal. Some of them, you know, are going to be a little bit shorter than others. We're just going to recap these rounds that are happening. A lot of them we're going to be returning a second day, so we're going to give you a full rundown there, but we're going to have interviews from the round winners of each day, so you guys have a lot to look forward to there. Well, we got to talk about one of our favorites here. I know that a lot of our fans are PBR fans, and I've got to say the PBR was just in Des Moines, Iowa this past weekend, and, you know, there was a lot of action going on there. Joao Ricardo Vieira, this guy, another Brazilian, making such a strong run. Now, Silvano Alves closed the gap a little bit on Shane Proctor this weekend. Shane struggled this weekend, did not have a weekend like he wanted to have there on the Built for Tough Series. Opened the door for guys like Silvano Alves to slide up. Now, Marco Aguche is also there. Marco ended up having himself a shorter weekend. But João Ricardo Vieira, this Brazilian is, he's won three events this year. I think that's the most won this year by any one person. And, you know, he is just lighting things up, fans. He also was in the 15 on 15 matchup, and I believe he covered his bull there, too. Now, I've got to tell you, the 15 on 15 matchup, the short round, man, I struggle with. The caliber of bulls that are there, these guys are just not getting them rode. And it's a struggle to watch. Now, granted, I will tell you, I would much rather watch that than all of the music videos that were happening on the live event center here over the course of this weekend. No offense, it just wasn't my cup of tea. I did not prefer to sit back and watch the music videos in between each section. I would much prefer watching Flint or see some of the activity or watch as they recap or even have the draft so we know what guys are riding what in the short round there on Sunday. But it is what it is. And, you know, we did enjoy watching the live event center there on PBRnow.com. But I will say that there were some better things that happened. I much prefer watching the long rounds and some of the rides that came out. Cody Lostro had a great weekend. I was really impressed to see Cody come out and ride the way he did. I know there were a lot of fans there in the chat room going on at the live event center, really pulling for Cody to pull off a win this year or this weekend. Unfortunately, not able to do it, but, you know, he still did rather good. And, you got to tip your hat to a guy like that. It was definitely fun watching. We really, really enjoyed it. So look forward to seeing Cody here as he continues to make a strong run going into their summer break. Now, they've only got a couple of events left. They're going to be in Boise, Idaho coming up next weekend. Looks like they're going to have a weekend off, and then they will be there at the last Cowboy Standing. And that's going to be it for them, folks, until August. When they're going to be back in Tulsa, which we look to be there as well. So you guys will have to stay tuned to that. We're also going to send the Making 8 Rodeo Network crew out to Nashville, Tennessee, hopefully, and get some interviews from some of the round winners there. So August is going to be a great month for you fans, especially those that are following the PBR as we recap a lot of the we do a lot of rodeo wrap-up shows from these events that will be going on there in Tulsa, and Nashville, Sackerville, Oklahoma. But in the meantime, we've got Boise, Idaho coming up this weekend. We've got the Last Cowboy Standing, which is one of my personal favorites. It's going to be from Las Vegas. Love watching the Last Cowboy Standing. It's going to be a great format. Always, always exciting to see. I love to see who it's going to be. Luke Snyder, you know, the one of the previous winners. I don't know. I think that this is going to be one where you're going to see a lot of guys step out. I got my money on a lot of the younger guys, too, I'll be honest with you. One of the guys, Joy Marcus. Watch Joy Marcus. He's another guy that had, you know, he didn't have the great weekend, but he was so much fun to watch this weekend. Now, I watched him in Stephenville, Texas at the Spring Fling, and Joy impresses me. So you guys watch out. This kid is coming, and I believe that we could very well see him make some headway. Is he going to be one that stands out? You know, Austin Meyer won the Last Cowboy Standing after being cut from tour. Who won the Iron Cowboy. Can he do the same thing here at Last Cowboy Standing? I think he can. He's been struggling here. He hasn't had the best shows here in the Built for Tough Series as he's gotten back as an invite. I think we could very well see him come out and do some great things, though. So you guys will have to make sure to stay tuned to that. It's going to be exciting. Boise, Idaho this next weekend. I look forward to seeing what they're going to bring. But the Brazilians, you definitely have to watch out for them. Another one, Valderon de Oliveira, or that Valderon de Olivini, I guess, as Bushwhacker in the commercial would say. You know, they're getting ready for the last Cowboy Standing. But Valderon also had a really impressive weekend. I enjoyed seeing him as well. I think that Valderon will be back here on tour. I think he's made enough here to get himself back in contention, and he's riding like he should be. So we could see him come back with a strong force. But, you know, this Joao Ricardo Vieira, this guy is hot. I mean, you know, he is hot, and he is running strong. So the American Bull Riders better step up their game just a little bit. The Brazilians are back on track, and they are looking to get things done. And, you know, one thing that really impressed me, I saw with, I believe it was Guilherme Marche during the event, and it may not have been, fans, it may have been another guy, but we saw Renato going over and talking to him as they came out. Re-ride was given, and we saw them talking and being coached, given advice on what they need to do. And we see a lot of that with these Brazilians. It's that team effort. These guys are traveling together, and we talk a lot about how what their focus is as a team. Well, that truly is a huge team of guys. And they are they believe it's everybody together to accomplish the one goal of riding bulls to win. And so when one Brazilian wins, they all feel like they win. You know, I don't know. It's just that team unity that these guys have. That, you know, that esprit. They call it in the military esprit de corps, you know, that bond, that brotherhood. And rodeo is like that in general. Bull riding, and don't get me wrong, the Brazilians, you know, they root on the Americans, you know, they cheer for the Americans and do a lot of that together as well. But these guys are just focused, and they're in a group, and they're winning, they're succeeding together, they're feeding off each other. But they're also sharing advice with each other and things like that, and that is very important. When it comes down to it, the type of events that are taking place there at the Built for Tough Series. So I think we're going to have them to look forward to all year long. I think they're all going to be in contention. Joao Ricardo has slipped into the top five. J.B. Mooney ended up only covering one this weekend, I believe. You know, kind of struggled there towards the end. You know, what can you do? The guy's dealing with some injuries. He's got two more events before the break. You know that a lot of these guys are going to be riding some touring pro events. They're going to be going to some pro shows. You know, we're going to see them out there at a lot of different events just to stay on top of things. But you got to heal those injuries as well. So hopefully, you know, JB will have some time to settle down, but he'll still be able to get out there, get on some bulls that he needs to get on to get his, you know, to get his riding, I guess, get his mojo back. But you can bet that we'll see JB in contention there coming up in the fall when we see him come back in August there in Tulsa. So make sure to stay tuned to that. Going down to it, I think that we have a lot more. We have a lot of interesting things that are taking place here over the next couple weeks. Like I said, we're two weekends away. We've got the last Cowboy Standing coming up the first weekend in May, or the 10th and 11th, and then we're going to see them taking a break. So we've got a lot of PBR Touring Pro events that, you know, we're going to see a lot of the top Cowboys at. You know, this whole new system, the scoring system, and how these guys, if you win a Touring Pro event, you're automatically an invite coming up. What's that going to do in the second half of the season? One thing that has really impressed me is guys that have gotten the invite have been taking advantage of it, and they've been making things happen there. And, you know, you can't say enough about some of these younger guys that are able to go out there and get the job done. It just impresses me. I really think that these guys are really understanding what it's all about. And that's, you know, you don't know how long it's going to last. So every chance you get, you need to make something happen. And that's what exactly what these guys are doing here. So look forward to seeing a lot of these younger guys through these summer months still competing with a lot of these guys that are going to be out there, you know, the ones that are on tour. And, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of them down the road. Another guy that we haven't talked a lot about here, Chase Outlaw. Chase Outlaw had a pretty good outing this past weekend. Ended up with the top five finish, so it was great to see Chase in the mix of things. Ben Jones. Now we only saw him we only saw him dance a couple times there this weekend, but it was great to see Ben Jones back in action as well. So, anyways, you know, it's all about the rodeos right about now. And they are in full swing, and there are a lot of them going on. And I know that we had talked about earlier in the show, where is Making 8 Rodeo Network going? Well, we are going to be heading to Athens, Texas this next weekend. So you guys can look for us to be down there. Thanks to Andrews Rodeo Company, our great friends Sammy and Rena Andrews will be down there providing the stock, and we look forward to being down there with the committee and watching another great pro rodeo going on there in Athens, Texas. So, fans, that is where we're going to be. We look to bring you either a rodeo wrap-up report. It's going to be a two-night event, Friday and Saturday night. And if we don't get a chance to bring you there, we will be bringing you the interviews coming back as we recap here on our Back on the Ranch show next Monday night, 7 o'clock Central Time. So, in light of everything that has taken place here, fans, I want to thank everybody for tuning in here tonight. And remember, you know, despite all of the tragedies that are going on, try to find the positive things in your life and make some great things happen. But we're going to wrap up our show here, friends. And, you know, it's one of those deals. We normally end the show on a great wild western night, but I'm going to dedicate this song to all of those that just need that extra something going. So make sure to stay tuned as we wrap it up. We'll be back here next Monday night, 7 o'clock Central Time, for a Back on the Ranch show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Also want to thank all of our sponsors, our Extreme Sports Medics, KWBY, our good friends down in Stephenville, Texas, Rodeo Safety One. Go check them out at RodeoSafety1.com, Rodeo Genius, and, of course, our good friend at the Andrews Rodeo Company. So until Monday night, rodeo fans, make sure to stay tuned, get a grip, and keep on top of things. We'll see you down the road.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to Making8Rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at Making8Rodeo.com. Get a grip.
All that I know to do, I lift my friend to you. Complicated circumstances, clouded view, and Lord, I lift my friend up to you. I fear that the heart that's sincere.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
God. Yeah.